Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. This past Sunday, we spent some time continuing in our series that we're calling Alive. And in Mount Vernon, we were looking at the first part of Ephesians chapter 5. And the beginning of Ephesians 5 really carries some pretty incredible news that often can be difficult for us to believe. Ephesians 5, 1 and 2 says, "Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." And I love this command that we see in this reality and this promise that we are to be imitators of God as beloved children. And I think that a lie that honestly many of us hear from time to time is that the lie is, God didn't adopt me. Now, this lie actually comes in two separate forms, and they're a little bit sneaky. And so the first version of this lie that God didn't adopt me is, I've always been his child. Like, there are some people that you talk to and they discount the biblical teaching that we are all born dead in our trespasses and sins. If you've spent any time studying Ephesians or listening to this message series, you might recall that in Ephesians chapter 2, Paul lays out just a devastating critique of you and I and everyone who has ever lived. We were dead in our trespasses and sins. We walked in those sins. We were following the devil. It was not good news. And so for some of us, the lie that we hear is that God didn't adopt me, but really what people mean when they believe that lie is that basically I own his love, right? Like God owes me his love and I own it, and I don't have to repent of sin. I don't have to trust his son, Jesus. I am automatically God's child just because of how great I am. And maybe they think that's true of everyone or just them, you know, but sometimes the lie is that God didn't adopt me because I've always been his child, which the scriptures say and Jesus says is not the case. Now, for many of us, the lie we believe connected to this is on the opposite end of the spectrum. You don't think that you own God's love. You think that you earn God's love. And you have this nagging suspicion that you're not adopted because you're still not his child. You think that despite the fact that you trust his son Jesus, despite the fact that you've got rhythms of rejoicing and repenting in your life, there's still this nagging doubt in your heart, and you hear this lie that you're still not his child. And really what that's rooted in is this false belief that I earn God's love. Now, the other side was, I own God's love. He owes it to me and I own it. And this side, it's, I earn his love. And both of those are lies. We imitate God because we're his beloved children, not to become his beloved children. Does that make sense? I mean, do you hear what I'm saying? Like, I think so often we think that we have to earn God's love by imitating him, obeying him, doing what he says. And we should do all those things, but we don't do those things to become his child. We do those things because we are already his beloved children. And I love in this text that we read, I don't know if you noticed it or not, but Paul, when he tells us to imitate God, he immediately and appropriately points our attention to Christ. Jesus is our Lord. He's our Savior. He's our model. He shows us what it looks like to live as a beloved child of the Most High God. Paul here commands us. He says, walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. And here's what I want to remind you of today. Jesus died for us so that we could live for him. And I want to remind you to embrace the truth that God promises us that he adopts us as his own as we repent of sin and place our trust in his son, Jesus the Christ. And so if you find yourself believing one of those versions of that lie that God hasn't adopted me, I want to point your attention back to the word of Christ that God promises to adopt us as his own in his beloved son, Jesus the Christ. And so do you have Jesus? And if you don't, I want to encourage you, make today the day. It is the best decision we can ever make, the decision to lay down our lives, repent of our sin, and receive the free gift of salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let's take a minute and pray together, please. Father in heaven, we praise you for the incredible gift that you in your love for all of your creatures, that all of the people that you have made, you invite us to be adopted by you through the shed blood and resurrection of your son, Jesus, when we trust him. And so God, we praise you for that. And we ask that you would give us the grace we need to recognize lies and to dismiss them, to reject them, and to apply the truth of your word to them. And God, also that we would, as your word commands us, that we would be imitators of God, and that we would walk in love as Christ loved us. God, we're going to need your help to do that. So please give us that help by your Spirit. We pray these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. Well, we want to give you a few minutes on your own to pray now as well. God bless.